Okay, so here's the Democratic plan for November. This is the Chicago Public Square Newscast, and I'm Charlie Meyerson. After months of struggling to come up with a unified message to use against the Republicans in the midterm elections, Democratic congressional leaders say they've settled on this one. A better deal for our democracy. Senator Chuck Schumer and Representative Nancy Pelosi aim to use that umbrella to cover a range of reforms targeted at tightening government ethics laws, cutting the influence of money in politics, and growing voter access to the ballot box. More trouble ahead for the USA Swimming Organization. One Olympic swimmer is suing, accusing USA Swimming of failing to protect underage swimmers and of manipulating the system to shield coaches accused of abuse. The swimmer's lawyer, Robert Allard, says the system is so broken, it can't be fixed.
The culture of protecting pedophile swim coaches is so deeply ingrained into the culture within USA Swimming's management model that the only solution to this grave problem is to blow it all up.
And the Me Too movement is making itself felt in Chicago's restaurant scene, too. The Eataly food emporium chain tells The Daily Meal it's cutting ties with chef Mario Batali following 60 Minutes' report on decades of accusations about misconduct with women. The industry's harassment issues are one reason Chicago-area native celebrity chef Jeff Morrow said just last week he tries to stay away from politics and any behavior that might be construed as harassment.
I mean, you see what happened to so many chefs, you know, and food people, whether they're celebrity chefs or just restaurateurs or restaurant chefs, you know.
You can hear the full interview with Morrow at podcasts.chicagopublicsquare.com. That's podcasts.chicagopublicsquare.com. I'm Charlie Meyerson. This is Chicago Public Square.